Glad to have you here for our Christmas program. I think there's still some folks coming in, but we're going to start out by singing one verse of a carol. It's number 133. If you need it, just hark the herald angels sing. So we invite you to join in with us as we celebrate this Christmas together. We're really looking forward to our children and young people presenting their programs for us tonight. So we want to sing out from our hearts, sing with the angels, glory to the newborn King. 133, sing the first verse.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Very good. We're going to open in prayer. So I ask you to bow your head as we pray together and ask the Lord's blessing on our time tonight. Father, we do thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we say together, glory to the newborn King as we think of the Lord Jesus coming to earth. And Father, we thank you for not only his birth, but his life. Father, that perfect life, and then his death on our behalf, and his resurrection, and now, Father, his ascension to that place of glory at your right hand. We thank you for the folks that you brought in tonight. Lord, we're looking forward to being together and seeing and hearing what the children have been practicing and will present. We just commit them to you. Pray your blessing on them and on any others who are traveling. We pray that you'll bring them safely to be with us. And we just thank you for what you're going to do tonight. Lord, we don't only want to be entertained, but we really want to be spoken to by you through your word. And so we ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to be having really two sections tonight to our program. The first will be ages 2 through 5. They've been practicing and getting ready to present their part for you. And then when they finish, then they'll go down, and then the first grade on up through high school, they're going to be presenting a Christmas program, or play, pageant, you might call it, called Christmas When, Where, and Why. And so they'll be sharing that. So I think, are the little kids ready? Are they ready to go? No, is he saying wait or ready? Ready? Go. Okay. Here they come. Looking forward to our time together tonight. And so enjoy our Christmas program. Thank you.
Yeah, girls, I think this Christmas tree farm is a perfect place to work on your English project. When's it due again?
Next week. Our teacher said she'll have a few of us read our reports each day before we get out for Christmas break. I dread it. I'm going to feel kind of goofy asking people's questions and stuff, like a newscaster.
You never know. It sounds like a cool project to me. Finding out about somebody's favorite Christmas memory, you never know. You might surprise yourself and enjoy it.
Maybe.
Hey there, y'all. Welcome to Tan and Bond's Christmas Tree Farm. My name's Tan. Actually, my given name is Tanner Natch Bond. That's Natch as in stealing Natch, and Bond spelled B-A-U-M. It's German. But I go by Tan. Works great here at the farm. But that's enough about me. How y'all doing? Need a tree?
I think you just found out your first story.
Story? Man, I can tell you some stories. I started this Christmas tree farm 15 years ago with nothing but a few seeds in a watering pot. First day I started digging the holes and making sure all the rows were straight and all.
Well, I think the stories we need have to be about Christmas. We have to write a report for school about people's favorite Christmas memories. Where it was, when it happened, and why it's so special to you.
Oh, well, you hit the jackpot. I love Christmas. Why do you think I started a Christmas tree farm anyway? Hey, you thirsty? Now won't you be shy? Come on over here to Snack Bar and get you a little something-something. I want the Tan and Bond Christmas tree farm to be a full-service operation. While you look for your tree, you can eat, get your presents wrapped, and listen to some carols sung by our own little choir back there.
Wow, Tan, this is quite a setup you got here.
I don't like to brag, but I will. We've been voted number one Christmas tree farm in Lee Ford County for the past 14 years. Hey, where's my brother Dan? Dan! Come here, I want you to meet some friends of mine. Hey, what's y'all's name?
Hey, everybody.
This is my brother Dan and my other brother Dan.
Hi, I'm Joseph Messenger, and these are my two daughters, Gabrielle and Michael.
Hello, Mr. Baum?
That's right, Dan and Baum.
Actually, our given name is Daniel Navida Baum. Daniel,
as in deny and stand.
Navida,
as in Felix Navida.
And B-A-U-M Baum.
It's Spanish.
No, it's not, it's German. I just said so.
Well, excuse me.
Tan's always been a little jealous because Mama named us after a Bible character.
I am not.
Tan, don't hate us because we're biblical.
Well, we gotta be going on. We got a tree to find. It's nice meeting you guys.
Dan, Gabriel and Michael here have to get some Christmas stories for a report at school. I figured you could give them an earful while I help the others here.
Got that right.
You can interview us while you're looking for a tree.
I think a little Christmas music would be great to get us in the spare divines. Y'all just gonna love our little choir. I call them the Twinkling Tweenagers. Hit it, guys!
Remember, it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells.
uphill both ways. Yep, and that was also the year I got my Ernie, Bert, and Cookie Monster puppets. Those were the days.
Come on now, Dan, get on with yourself.
And you got that Big Jim Kung Fu Studio. They don't even make Big Jim anymore.
Thanks, Mr. Dan. That takes care of our first story.
That's great, Michael. About signing hat to think. This is a billion wine man vessel maker.
Their names are Hot Apple and Cider. Why don't y'all come over here and make us some wassail, Apple?
Everyone that works here at the farm has to have a Christmas-themed name. Tane puts them in a hat, and we all get to draw.
Who knew we'd be so lucky?
I'm pretty sure everybody else was jealous.
Yeah, we'll make sure you check out the gift wrap shop before you leave. It will be worth it.
I promise.
Hot Apple Cider, would you mind sharing your most favorite Christmas story with us?
Sure, Gabe.
Okay, I need to know where it was, when it happened, and why it's so special.
Well, it was right here in town when I was about 9. And it may seem weird, but it was the year that my dad lost his job.
We didn't have hardly any money, but my parents decided we just make the best of it. Dad and us went out in the country and cut a tree, and when we got home, our whole family decorated it.
We strummed popcorn as garland, and we made most of the ornaments ourselves. And my mom had the radio on, and all these old Christmas songs came on. It was kind of like an old movie. It was funny that would be our favorite Christmas, but it was.
Thanks, Hot Apple Cider. That's a great story. Thanks for sharing it with us.
No problem.
Hey, Dad, there are some of our friends from school. We'll be right back.
Hey, guys.
Hey, girls. What's up?
What are you doing here?
Duh, Ivy's a Christmas tree farm. Why are we here?
I don't know. I'm just hanging out.
Well, my mom wanted us to get a Christmas tree, and my dad thought that while we were here, we could get some stories for the paper we've got to write. Have you guys started yet?
No.
Paper?
Yeah, the paper you have to write for Mistletoe's English class that's due next week.
Oh, wow. Was I there that day?
Well, maybe we could all work together. I was feeling kind of weird just going up to people and asking them questions. But if we all do it, it could be fun.
Okay, let's go ask my parents if that's okay.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey, Dad, is it okay if Michael and I walk around and make a meet assignment with Holly and Ivy?
Yeah, sure. I guess I'll have to find the perfect tree for your mother all by myself. Have fun.
So me and Dan will be happy to find you a Christmas tree. I'll get Nan out here as well. That way we'll have a woman's perspective. Hey, Nan!
Oh, no, you guys don't have to do that for me. I can find a tree all by myself.
Don't be silly. That's what we're here for.
This place is totally crazy.
Yeah, those guys are really funny. I like them. Are y'all ready to find our next victim?
Totally.
Let's go.
What's this paper supposed to be about anyways?
I know that you. Someone needs a tree. I'll just go cut a fresh one out back. Come on.
Mistletoe, with the carols playing on.
you mind if we ask you a few questions? It's for a school report.
The only question you need to ask me is why I'm crazy enough to live next to this Christmas tree farm. Every year it's the same thing. People coming to waste their money buying trees that they're just going to throw away after the holidays. Allergic to them anyways. Then there's all that Christmas music blaring in my ears. I'm ready for a little silent night, I tell ya. I'm about to call the cops on this place.
We're sorry, ma'am. We didn't mean to bother you.
So, what's your most favorite Christmas memory? Favorite Christmas memory? Are you kidding? I think Christmas is the biggest waste of money and time there is. I don't understand how people can be so foolish.
So, you're saying you like a real simple Christmas?
Saying I don't like any kind of Christmas.
Really? Well, I've never met anyone who doesn't like Christmas. So, why do you hate Christmas?
I think we need to try to find someone else.
Yeah, let's go.
Wait a minute. Can I get your name, ma'am?
Ellen. Ellen Cruz.
Well, if it isn't Ellen the Caesar Cruz, I've been expecting a visit from you. Me and Ellen know each other since the first grade. We used to call her that for obvious reasons. I think she's allergic to just about everything, especially these trees. But she still takes the time to come around and see me every year about this time.
Well, thank you for bringing up such a painful memory, Tiny Tan. We used to call him that because he woke up 4 feet tall till we got into the 11th grade. Anyways, I'm about to call the cops on this place, and I mean it.
So, Mrs. Cruz, what's your most favorite Christmas gift you've ever received?
Just don't give up, dear.
Give up what?
Never mind. I think buying presents is as dumb as buying these silly trees. They buy stuff you don't want and can't use. Then they say, I thought this looked just like you. Well, in that case, I must look just like a chia pet. Because I've gotten the whole collection through the years. And if you dare complain about it, someone's always going to say, it's the thought that counts. Well, in that case, I wish people would just stop thinking about me.
Episode of this, and if I complain, know what people will say.
It's the thought that counts.
Yeah, whatever.
It's the thought that counts.
Then they should think better.
It's the thought that counts.
Then they haven't got a clue, cause they keep on giving me
the thought that counts too.
Listen up, y'all. Tried to smile when my neighbor came by with a fruitcake casserole. Call me ungrateful, but my grandma Mabel gave me reindeer scented perfume. 25 socks that play jingle bells, a pair of pajamas that make me look like an elf. But I won't complain, I'll just have a yard sale in the spring.
Certificate.
Christmas wrapper. My name is Paper. I like wrapping gifts in December. I will wrap around anything you prefer, even if it's gold, frankincense, or myrrh. So you just come to me for your wrapping needs, because I'll be right here till Christmas Eve. Word.
A tradition here at the farm. Everybody just loves it. They read the story to the kids while the parents look for a tree, but a lot of times the parents end up sitting in too. They're such great storytellers.
This is the Christmas story from the book of Luke, chapter 2. In those days, there was a decree sent out by Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be taxed. The first registration took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. And everyone went to be registered, each in his own town.
Then Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
In the same region there were shepherds keeping watch over him by night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. But the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good tidings of great joy that will be for all people. And this will be a sign to you. The babe will be wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with him a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
Then, when the angels had left and went back to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has revealed to us." So they hurried off to Bethlehem and found both Mary and Joseph and the babe wrapped in the swaddling clothes and laying in the manger. Who was that baby?
Jesus!
That's right, Jesus. It's the greatest gift the world has ever received. I'm glad y'all listened to our Bible story. You know, I think hot apple and cider have some refreshments for you.
All of you. I just love telling that Christmas story. I look forward to telling it every year.
Thanks for the story.
You're welcome, honey.
We really enjoyed it, Miss Grace. You guys go on, I'll catch up with you now. Let's ask Miss Grace a few more questions.
Cool. We'll see you in a little bit.
Miss Grace. Miss Grace, when you started talking about Jesus a while ago, I felt something happen inside me. It was like what you said. I can't explain it, and I don't know what it was. I just feel like I need to hear more about him. Can you tell me the rest of the story?
Sure, sweetie. I would be glad to.
of some shepherds, the story of angels singing peace on earth. It's the story of a Savior, the story of a virgin birth, the story of a promise from God's word. And I remember when I first heard the story of Jesus. I remember when I first heard about his love. The day I heard the sound of his name, and I knew that I'd never be the same anymore. The story of Jesus.
So, did you get some more good stuff from Miss Grace?
Yeah, I sure did. She told me the rest of the story.
What else did she say?
Well, I just read it all down. Y'all could be surprised to read to the class. The neat thing is, I think I found my favorite Christmas story too.
Girl, you have to tell me right now. I cannot wait till next week. Best friends do not keep secrets.
Okay, I'll tell you the rest on the way home.
Well, Ivy, Gabriella, and I got some good stories, too. I think we're done.
So how'd y'all do? Did y'all finish y'all stories yet?
I think so. Dad, it was a great idea to come here and get some stories. I'm so glad you thought of it.
Well, what can I say? I am super, Dad.
Well, most of the stories we got sounded like they wouldn't be a favorite Christmas memory.
Why you say that?
Well, most of the stories happened when people were going through hard times. One person said it was when their dad had lost their job. The lady who told the Christmas story said it was when she had got in her accident.
That sounds pretty cool to me, but it doesn't surprise me. When people go through bad times, they often have to learn how to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ, not only through the bad times, but through the good times. When Christmas comes around, it often brings up the past, and they have to remember the faithfulness of God. But I guess as time goes on, they remember these times differently because of the goodness of God.
We better go find our parents. See you Monday, Gabriel and Michael.
Bye, Gabriel. Bye, Michael.
Thanks, you guys.
See ya.
Let's get this tree loaded up so y'all can get along home and commence the decoration. Hey, man, which story did you wind up telling?
I hadn't told them one yet. They hadn't asked me, so I didn't think they wanted me to.
Oh, Nan, I'm sure it's just an oversight. Y'all get y'all's notepads back out, and we'll get one more story for the road.
Miss Nan, would you mind telling us your most favorite Christmas story?
Well, Florida, you want to interview little old me? I can't believe it. My goodness, where should I start? Well, my given name is Nanny Noel Baum. That's Noel, as in the first Noel, and Baum, spelled B-A-U-M. It's French.
No, it's not. It's German. No, it's Spanish.
Well, y'all can be whatever you want to be, but I'm French. Oui, mon Dieu. So, anyway, my most favorite Christmas memory. It all started when I was walking to school barefooted in 3 feet of snow.
Uphill both ways.
People cry when I go up front and then laugh. That's okay. Hey, let's hear it again. Excellent programs, both for the children, the older kids, teenagers. Good job. Appreciate those who've been working with them so diligently, and thank you for getting them to the practices when they were supposed to be here, and working with them at home on their parts and their songs. And we really appreciate what they shared with us tonight, thinking about the memories of Christmas. You know, I wish we had time to go around the room tonight and let everybody in here tell us what their favorite memories of Christmas are. Maybe I don't want to hear everybody's, I'm not sure. But maybe a lot of you would like to hear that. Where, when, and why for you. And we appreciate the young people bringing that before us tonight and then reminding us of what's really important about Christmas. I wonder if you've had a Christmas where you knew the Lord Jesus as your Savior. I wonder if you know Him this Christmas as I was thinking about those visions of Christmas and the memories of Christmas and thinking about that, my mind went to what we read about Mary in Luke chapter 2. They read a lot or quoted a lot of the Christmas story tonight. They didn't do this particular part. Or if they did, I missed it. So you'll have to forgive me if I missed this part. But when the shepherds had come, when they heard the angels saying that the Lord Jesus had been born, unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and they came and they saw that, we read in Luke chapter 2 and verse 19, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She thought about it. It wasn't just something that came to her mind and then left. It wasn't just a one-time event that was there and done. But she thought about that and she reflected on that experience that she had had and what the shepherds had told her and what that really meant. What that meant for the nation of Israel. What that meant for the world. And what that meant for her. And I'd just like to encourage you tonight as we close very briefly. As you think about Christmas and you look back over your life at all your Christmas memories, I want to encourage you tonight to do what Mary did and to ponder. Reflect on these things, not only in your mind, but in your heart. In the deepest part of your being, I want to encourage you to think about the things that the children and the young people have shared with us tonight. You know, there was some humorous things in the story, and that's good. But you know, that humor was really with a point to bring us all to think about Jesus Christ, the one whose birth we're celebrating. And that's why we had the program tonight. That's why the young people sang the songs. That's why they worked so hard to learn their parts, that they could present the Lord Jesus. Not that it could just be a one-time thing and, wow, that was good, and let's get on up and eat the food, even though that's on our mind too. But that we might ponder these things in our heart, that we might think about it. What does it mean for me? What does it mean for you? And that's what I want to encourage you to do tonight as you think about the Lord Jesus coming to this earth. Do you know Him as the Lord? You know, He's the one who created everything. He created you. He's the one who is over your life, ultimately, who has allowed the things to come into your life that has come into your life. Maybe some of those things have been good. I hope so. Many of those things may have been difficult or bad, but you know, God's allowed that for a purpose. He is Lord, and He is Jesus. You know, the name Jesus means the Lord saves. Gabriel told Mary, you'll call His name Jesus because He's going to save His people from their sins. Do you know Him as the one who came to save you from your sins? I want to encourage you to ponder that, to think about it. Maybe you never have really thought about it before, that God created you and that you're separated from God by your sins, just like all of us are coming into this world, but that God sent His Son, called Him Jesus, because He would come and live a perfect life, that He could be your substitute for your sins. And He died on the cross of Calvary. And He rose again. And I hope you know Him. Think about Him tonight as the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Christ means Messiah, the promised one, the anointed one. And all through the Old Testament, the people of Israel and their prophets looked forward to someone who was going to come. He had been promised, and that was Jesus, the Son of God. Think about Him tonight. Think about Him. The one who was promised, who fulfilled the prophecies and is still fulfilling prophecies. And there are some prophecies yet to be fulfilled, and He's going to fulfill those too. He's coming back. And we're all going to stand before Him, and we're going to give an account. And tonight, these children and young people, through their presentations, have reminded us that it's all about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to think about Him and reflect on Him. Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures. And He was buried. And He rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. And He was seen. For by grace, you are saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it's the gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. We're going to close in prayer. We're going to give you just a moment before I close in prayer. I want to give you a moment to ponder on what you've seen and heard. We got a lot of activity that's getting ready to go on. After I finish praying, the ushers, as we've done for years and years and years, longer than I've been alive, they're going to bring out some treat bags for everybody, and we're going to share those. And then we're going to go up across the parking lot to the gym, and there's going to be a lot of food and drink up there for you to enjoy, tables to sit down, music. We invite you to come up. But you know, in all of that activity, we could miss what's really important, and that's that Jesus Christ came for us, came for you. He came for the whole world, and He gave His life to pay that penalty, to pay the payment for every one of us. So I want to give you a moment to ponder that. So I'm going to ask if we could all just close our eyes so that it won't be distracted by the things around us. Try to focus your attention away from all the hustle and bustle of your life and what's been going on and what's going on. And just think for a moment about Jesus Christ and who He is and why He came and that He came for you. And reflect on your relationship or lack of relationship with Him. What must you do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Let me just give you a moment to ponder that. I'd love to talk with you after we pray. If I could do that and share more with you about the good news of Jesus Christ. And encourage you not to forget the things that you've seen and heard. If the Lord has spoken to your heart through His Word, I would encourage you to continue to think about that and ponder that. He loves you, and we do too. Father, we thank You for tonight. Thank You for all these young people and the children and the ones who have been working with them. Thank You for what they presented to us. Father, thank You as we look back over the Christmases of our lives. Father, we have many different memories. Some are joyful, some are sad. Father, we look back and we think about what we understand about Christmas, what Christmas has meant to us, and what it means to us now. Lord, we don't want to forget, and all of the memories, we want to make sure that, like Mary, we remember what it's really all about. When those shepherds came that night to that manger, and when they told what the angels had proclaimed to them, that unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Father, we thank You that she pondered that, she thought about it, she reflected on it. And Lord, I pray for each one here tonight, may we not forget the truth of Christmas. May we ponder, may we reflect. May we think about what it really means for us that You sent Your Son into the world, that He lived a perfect life, and He went to the cross of Calvary willingly to die because we are sinners, and He died for us, the righteous one for the unrighteous ones, to bring us to You. Father, thank You for raising Him from the dead, and I pray for any here tonight who have never received the Lord Jesus as Savior, that tonight might be the night that they believe on Him and are forgiven of all of their sins and pass from death unto life. Father, if there's a burden in a heart, we pray that that individual or those individuals won't leave without making sure that they know You personally through Your Son. Father, thank You for the treats that You provided. Thank You for the food and drink that we're going to enjoy. Thank You for each one here tonight. And we thank You most of all for Your Son, the Lord Jesus. Father, by Him we have the opportunity to be saved for all eternity. And we pray in His name, amen. Just ask you to stay where you are. The ushers will share the treats. And once you get your treat, we encourage you to go on up to the gym and begin to enjoy the food.